This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Why We Travel. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. When Hurricanes Irma and Maria blasted through Puerto Rico, they destroyed much of the infrastructure. One of the many major industries impacted on the island is tourism. El Junque National Forest was once one of the most visited places there. Months after the storm, it's still closed, and that leaves a gaping hole in the economy. Emily Curitan recently traveled to Puerto Rico, and she went to see the efforts to reopen the forest to visitors.
Ready? Luigi Ramirez lets the yellow rope slip through his hands slowly at first. When his fingers open, 200 pounds of concrete sail through the air. Before Hurricane Maria, he sent tourists whizzing across ravines like this one. But that business closed.
Because that company depends on the trees. All the trees is damaged, and the majority of the forest is close to the forest.
Now Luigi's running a zip line to deliver construction materials.
That is the whole process.
The mission is to restore a water system knocked out last year, so the forest has drinking water and flushing toilets again.
We have big muscles right now.
Luigi is one of about 50 temporary employees working on the recovery effort. The zip line crew includes two lawyers and a PhD candidate. People from all walks of life need this work. Even before Maria, the overall unemployment rate in Puerto Rico was more than double the national average. Earnings tied to tourism plummeted in the storm's immediate aftermath, and now quantifying these losses is still elusive. Even the government won't vouch for its unemployment figures. At a checkpoint up the road, I meet 21-year-old David Hernandez Carrasquillo. He got a job as a security guard at the restoration site. He was a college student in graphic design.
I just had to stop my studies because I was, you know, I needed to search for a job because we lost, like, many things in our home.
His house flooded last September.
And we had, like, the first floor filled with water. We tried to search for help, but nothing happens. We're just trying to survive.
On the road to El Junque's tallest peak, I stop at the main visitor center. It's like a scene from Jurassic Park after the dinosaurs take over. A jungle creeps into the once grand building, and a word comes to mind.
Wrecked.
Yes, it is. It's completely wrecked. Roofs, the building structure. It's going to be about a year or 2 years in order to get it operational again.
That's Zoraida Rosa. She works for an organization that relies on tourists coming to this forest. Her group ran the visitor center and bookstore.
Since we've been completely closed, we've lost anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000 in sales. And it could be more.
Plus 13 bookstore employees were put on furlough. For now, they got work on the recovery.
We'll see what happens, you know.
Before Maria, tourism-related jobs contributed nearly 10% of Puerto Rico's gross domestic product, and one out of every three Puerto Ricans worked in the service industry. Today, Zoraida's busy getting a temporary visitor center opened by a popular waterfall, so that when the roads are declared safe, they'll be ready for business.
And what? Ooh, something fell. Okay.
In the distance, another tree tumbles down the mountain. The hillsides are extremely unstable because torrential rains ripped out the plants holding them in place.
I've experienced mudslides here in El Junque. However, with Maria, this has been totally devastation. There still continues to be problems, you know, the road problems that you're going to see.
So we're going to go check out a landslide?
Yes.
I'm mostly seeing El Junque from the back seat of a van. All but one trail is closed. And eventually, we have to stop driving up to the peak because the road disappears into a chute of black mud and toppled trees. It's a fresh landslide, only a few days old. El Junque's forest supervisor, Michael Crump's goal is to get the big tourist draws reopened by this summer.
Now that the road's given way, we don't have access to our facilities past here. At this point, nor do we have.
There's a tower with views of the Atlantic Ocean and trails where you can glimpse the endangered Puerto Rican parrot. Michael hopes the people who draw tourists to this forest will hang in there.
But if we didn't have them stepping in back into their operations when we were ready to, then we wouldn't be able to provide that experience to the people. And so we need them as much as they need us.
I don't have sound from all the people who left after Hurricane Maria. Hundreds of thousands across the island, at least. But Jaime Rivera stayed and drove the van that made my tour possible.
I was lucky. Nothing happened to my house. I just lost the power, but now I have power again.
Jaime runs his own transportation company. He used to shuttle cruise ship passengers. Now with so few tourists like me, he mostly caters to work crews.
Yes, busy now in taking people to work.
For the time being, the sound of birds, bugs, and waterfalls here is punctuated by backhoes, chainsaws, and generators.
Emily Cureton reported that story from Puerto Rico.